thinking about you, slut. Thinking about your horny cock. I'm feeling playful today, so I'm going to have some fun with you. I hope you've abstained from coming these last few days, slut, because I want this to be a real challenge for you. I want you needy and desperate to come. So I'm going to put you in chastity. Don't worry, this'll be fun. I love making obedient little sluts like you become so desperate and vulnerable that they'll do whatever I want. Just for that small chance that I'll let them come. Don't think about how long I'll keep your cock under my control. How long I'm going to keep you from orgasm. Right now, all I want is for you to be a good boy for me. Just close your eyes and let yourself settle into relaxation. Take a deep breath and fall into my control. We both know that's where you belong. Let any resistance go. There's no need for thought. Just let it happen. Good boy. It feels nice to be a good boy, doesn't it? Drop into this blissful submission, into my sweet voice, into a sweet world of blank white walls and all control taken away. Drop into the feeling of straps being drawn around you, pulled and tightened. As straps go through buckles and buckles clamp down, clamping your mind down, buckling it in, drawing you in deeper. Feel yourself going deeper. White canvas all around you, covering you, holding you in. You feel the constriction against your limbs, pulling them all together. Your body being moved into the position I want it. Feel it move them. Do it for me. Arms pulled together in front of you, one on top of the other, each in a sleeve that extends all the way to your back. Holding you in, keeping you under my control. Feel it. Feel my control. Do it for me. It feels good. It feels safe. Weighted canvas pulling your arms in. Feeling your mind pulling in. Restrained. The more restrained you are, the safer you feel. The safer you feel, the more you relax into my control. Straps pulled in behind your back. Take a deep breath for me. Feel your chest contracting, allowing me to cinch it tighter. Feel your mind cinching tighter under my control. Let it go. Let go of all your resistance. Resistance can be fun sometimes, but not right now. Right now, you just want to be a good little slut and allow me to make you more and more helpless, more and more submissive. Take your mind deeper and deeper under my control. It feels good. It feels right. Just give in to the feeling, to your submission. It just feels so absolutely right. So perfect you drop. You are so perfect like this. Cute and vulnerable. I love seeing you this way. My hands now wrapped around you, at the front of you, strapping your arms further and further into your chest. Your mind and body being strapped in. Your fingers lost in an encasement of fabric, able to wiggle, unable to cause any effect. Go ahead, slut. Wiggle your fingers for me. Do it, slave. Do it for me. Good boy. Feel them moving around, knowing they are trapped, knowing they can do nothing to protect you. Relax into this feeling of helplessness. It feels good. It feels right. Relax for me, slave. You can move your legs. You can move your feet. You can move your toes. But it is meaningless. Your arms are trapped. Your hands are tied. And there is nothing you can do about it until I let you go. Wiggle your toes for me, slave. Wiggle your toes, knowing it means nothing. That you can do nothing. Do it. Do it for me. Good boy. Now just relax them. Relax knowing that simple movement in no way detracts from how much I control you. From how bound you are to me, to my words, to how deep you can go in trance. Move your feet, move them around, knowing it means nothing. You are still completely spellbound and vulnerable to me, still completely in my power. Do it now, do it for me. Good boy. Now feel them relax. Relax into knowing their free movement means nothing. That you can do nothing. You are powerless. Good boy. Such a devoted slut. I love it. Move your legs beneath your knees. Make them go up. And down. Feel their movement. Know that it means nothing. You are nothing without my control. Relax them. Let them go limp. They mean nothing, so there is no reason to move them. No reason to move any part of your body. Not unless I command it. If I command it, it gives you reason, fulfillment, control. Now move your hips. Wiggle them. Concentrate on your glutes. Clench them. Unclench them. Know that it means nothing. The act of clenching could not protect you if I wanted to use you. You simply have to trust me. Trust that I may use you however I see fit. You have no choice. Relax into that blissful thought. Relax all of your muscles. Do it now. Do it for me. Good boy. Your lower body can wiggle and struggle and move as much as it chooses. It means nothing. Your upper body, your hands, your fingers are trapped. Trapped and controlled. By me, by my voice, and by your own desire to be controlled. You've already given in. You already want my control so badly. So any movement your body chooses to make means nothing. Concentrate again on your upper body, on your hands drawn together, one on top of the other, sealed together yet apart, my thick enveloping canvas, white and pure, keeps your cock pure as you are unable to move them, unable to touch any part of your lower body, any part of your crotch, not without my command, not without my desire. I want you to feel it now, your own desire. Feel it within you, and know it means nothing, nothing at all, nothing without my commands, nothing without my control. You want my commands. You want my control. You have my commands. You are under my control. Even the most needy part of you, your cock, your needy, greedy, slutty cock, always wanting, always needing to control you. I merely have to control your cock. It's that easy. You're just that much of a slut. I could make you do anything to show your devotion to me, to be given permission to come. It's such a fun thought, such an arousing thought. I am in your head. I know what you want. So secretly, secret thoughts, secret fantasies. I know I can use them against you. It's part of what you want. Feel yourself go deeper, drop deeper into my control. The harder you get, the harder it is to resist me. The more excited you get, the more exciting it is to give in, to give me your control, to let me guide you and tell you what you can and cannot do with your cock, to use it against you, for whatever I want. Because really, deep in your mind, deep in your cock, you want what I want. Our desires intertwine. You are a horny little slut. You need to be controlled, need to have your orgasms parceled out, since we both know you have no real self-control on your own. You can't be trusted to control yourself, your own mind, your own cock. You come and come, and none of it is special. When you come for me, it is always special. It is always more intense. It means more. It feels more real. More intense, more fulfilling. When you come at my command, the explosion that goes on in your mind, your body thrusting up from your balls into your cock, the eruption is so much more pleasurable. Knowing that I was the one who orchestrated your release. Give in then. Give in to my control of your cock. Do it now. Do it for me. Give in to the idea that I control your cock. That you only come when I tell you to. That when I do tell you to, you come so much harder. Your release is so much more satisfying. Give in to that ideal, to that belief. Truly feel it. Concentrate on it. Know that it is true. The only thought in your mind. True for me. True for you. I am in control, and this is right. Feel your cock, no matter how hard it is. Feel that it will not come, cannot come, without my permission, without my say-so. You are in a perpetual state of enforced chastity. The thought only arouses you further. But no matter how excited you get, you cannot come, not without permission. Only I can grant you that permission. You want it. You need it. You will wait until I give it to you. Consider your cock, as of this moment, in chastity, under my control. You can grow as hard and as excited as humanly possible, but you will find no release until you are given permission. Now go deeper for me, slave. You can always go deeper, deeper into submission, deeper into trance, deeper into your submissive trance, and it feels good. It always feels good. Relaxing, freeing, arousing, conflicting feelings, exciting contrasts, each one turning you into more and more of a slut, more and more my slave, showing me stronger how devoted you are. How much I truly control you. I value you so much more when I see what a good slut you can be for me. What you'll do to make me happy. Feel your hands released from their bonds. The straps, the straitjacket is no longer necessary. You are mine now. You won't play with yourself without my words. You won't come without my permission. No physical bondage is necessary when you are so firmly within my power, my voice, my words. You know you cannot come, not until I say so. You may grow hard. You may be more excited than you have ever been. And it feels so good. You only get more excited as time passes. Harder as not coming gets harder. But it is nothing. It means nothing until I say so. You are nothing. Ejaculating is nothing unless it is for my pleasure. Any orgasm you cannot hold back, any fluid that comes out will feel inadequate, unsatisfying, unless I have commanded it. Consider yourself in chastity. Do it now. Do it for me. Good boy. You want to come though. I know you do. The more I deny you, the more you want it. But you have to prove to me that you are a good boy, a devoted slut, an obedient slave, that you can follow directions. Keep your cock, which really is my cock, because I control it. I control you. Keep it in chastity. Keep it from coming. Until you have permission. You have no choice. The longer you go without coming, the more you will want it. The more you will be willing to do, the more submissive you will feel, will become. Open your eyes. Do it, slut. Do it for me. Look at the time. Look at the numbers on the screen. Remember it. Remember this time. For 48 hours, you will not come. You do not have permission. You are in chastity. 48 hours. 2 whole days where your cock can throb as much as it wants. You can need sexual release as much as it thrusts through your body. But it is nothing. To come will not feel good. Not for 2 days. After 2 days, you may listen to any file, any place where I tell you to come, and give you permission to release. And it will feel amazing. The longer you build up your orgasm, build up your arousal, go deeper into submission, the more amazing and intense it will feel. Or you could really make me happy. You could, of your own volition, listen to this file again. Put yourself in chastity. Again, longer, even more frustrating. Wanting to come so much more. For my pleasure, to make me happy. 3 times would make me happy. To see you back here, begging at my feet. Needy and wanting. Such a slut. Such a slave. Leaving yourself frustrated yet fulfilled. Satisfied even if you never come. Satisfied because you are satisfying me. For now, until you have permission. Permission from my voice, from my mouth, from me. Your cock is mine. Your cock cannot come. It can throb. It can cry to be touched. You can touch it as much as you want. But until I give you permission, you will not come. Deeper and deeper, the reality sinks into you. You drop into it. Feel it. Know it to be true. You are nothing without my control. Your cock loves my control. The more I control your cock, the more I control you. And that just makes everything better. So go deeper. Go deeper into this feeling. Go deeper into your submission. It feels so good being so submissive for me. But we are going to come back now. Back to where you are awake. So you can continue your day in your submissive state. It feels so good to be my chastity slut. We both know you need to feel my control again. But for now, you are going to function again. When I say wake up, you are going to become alert, and you'll remember all the lustful, submissive feeling you experienced in this trance. I'm going to say it now. Get ready. Wake up.